Carbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Carbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Carbar Biz, or carbaronline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon.
Hello and welcome to Down to Business with Carbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and today I'm joined again for this third episode in this series, the Managing Director of Carbar Business Solutions, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett. Cornelius, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great, and I want to greet all of our listeners today.
It's a great day, a beautiful day indeed. I must tell you, I got to know the brand Carbar Business Solutions through your calendar. Can you tell us a little bit about the calendar? And I've noticed that you have a 2024 edition, bright colors, and lots of little funny quotes in the corners. Tell us a little bit more about the calendar project and this year's edition.
Okay, the calendar project is a very important project as part of our marketing arsenal at Carbar. We've been distributing calendars to the business community and anyone who actually wants a calendar for over 15 years now. And there are people who actually look forward to it. When I send the young people, because I usually get a whole set of young people who are on holiday from school in December, they come and work for Carbar distributing calendars in the business areas. People actually look forward to those calendars. Some people say, what took you so long? I was wondering when you would come, you know?
And we
also encourage people to pass by our office. If you're in Oysters, you could pass by our office and get one. It doesn't cost you anything. We give them away for free.
Right. And then I noticed with each aspect in this year's edition, you have, you know, I think they call it a QR code. Tell us a little bit more about how we can access this QR code. And what's so special about it? You have them all over the calendar.
Well, we are in 2024. We know that this is a digital age. So we could not be left out. If we are selling technology, we have to be on the top or the cutting edge of the technology that we are selling.
Indeed.
And QR codes are very effective and very useful invention. So we use QR codes on all of our communication, not just our calendars, but anytime you see any communication out there in hard print from Carbar, you will most likely see a QR code. And what the QR code does is when you scan it, most people have smartphones and phones are getting very much smarter and smarter every day. When you scan the QR code, it will take you to the presence that we have displayed on the actual hard copy.
So today, Cornelius, we're speaking about common errors while operating a business.
Okay, well, there are quite a few. We don't have time to mention all. We take probably 3 years mentioning.
Exactly.
But I will tell you that one of the ones that I think is easy to solve is the whole idea of being a one-man show or doing everything yourself. I'm going to give you about two pointers before we move on about things that I see that we are making a big mistake with. See, time. I know most business people understand money, but a lot of them do not understand time.
Interesting.
And time and money is actually inextricably or inseparable. So let me give you an example. The time that you take, for example, staying up in a line at the bank, doing business, you could easily use the banking platform. You can actually pay for the deposit box at the bank and just pop up in the bank, drop it in the deposit box and leave. Because when you stay up in the bank for an hour or 2 hours, you are taking valuable time that you could be making thousands. And all it costs you is a few dollars that the bank will charge you or even pay someone to stay up in a line for you at a government department. I mean, somebody might only ask you to pay them $50 to stay up in a line for 2 hours at a government department. In that 2 hours, you could be making thousands. So that's one of the common errors out of the thousands that I could mention to you.
Every second counts. So that is one common error. I can see that. Tell us about another one.
Knowledge, for example. You'll find that a lot of times persons try to be a web specialist, a social media specialist, an IT specialist. And one, they don't do the job properly because you're not skilled at doing it. You take long to do it again, time again.
Yeah.
And three, you don't get the results that you want very often because that's not your area.
Yeah.
Why not hire someone who is skilled and trained to do that? And that way you spend your time doing what you're great at, which is building and growing the business. So that's number two.
A common complaint I would hear is, oh, but I ain't got any money to do that.
I can't afford it.
Right.
You can't afford not to, because the amount of money you lose. You see, a lot of times what you can and can't afford is very often a figment of your imagination.
Yes.
It is often where it's all in your head. And how you know that? Because I had to break all those barriers. And now I pay for pretty much everything. And you know what? It's a lot more enjoyable. I'm a lot freer now to think to plan, to strategize, and I let the persons who are skilled.
We should take the opportunity to invite our listeners to give Carbar a call and give us those numbers again.
428-9611 or 420-5717.
Follow them on social media. So your preferred social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at
Carbar Biz.
Carbar Biz. And of course, the website is
CORBARonline.com.
Wonderful. You know, Carbar Business Solutions does a wide range. And as I've gone to speak to you, Cornelius, I was not aware that y'all didn't just do products like Android terminals, POS systems, coin counters, bill counters, counterfeit detectors, but you also provide ITC solutions and services, accounting services, and business coaching. We must talk some more about all those aspects. There's, you know, we are so accustomed to seeing you doing things like stamps and pricing guns, UPS systems, and we spoke last time about paper shredders and so on, but you even do wonderful services. Maybe today we should talk and focus though about how we can use point of sale, POS, to grow the business and aid in your reporting, and ERP. I like these jargons, you know, so maybe we should start off with what ERP systems are and then how those can pull the business together.
Okay, well, I would have to go back to the baby of the ERP, which is the same point of sale system, before we get to ERP. Point of sale system, as you would know, is a technological system that allows you to have all of your inventory, whether it is a physical inventory of a supermarket or whether it's services that you're selling. It pulls it together in a database and it allows you to sell it, and you generate invoices, either large format or small invoices, and then you can pull reports from that database, and those tell you not only what you sold, how much you sold it for, what's the profit involved, how much VAT you have on there as well. It also keeps track of your vendors. It keeps track of a whole myriad of information. So when you get into the world of point of sale, you are talking about having a very scientific approach to all that you do, from the money to the inventory to those who supply you to who you sell it to as well. In a point of sale database, if you're like a fast food chain, you're just selling chicken and chips and whatever, you're not really concerned about who you're selling it to. But if you're a company like Carbar, and Jason Bell came to Carbar to buy a product, an item, we're going to want to set up Jason's name, his address, telephone number, his email address, and that way we can stay in touch with him, keep him informed, and so on. Now, the ERP system is now an advancement or an addition. Let me put it in a nutshell. I describe the ERP system, which stands for Enterprise Resource Planning System.
Right.
It takes all of the various technologies, and I'm going to say this slowly. It takes the various technologies that you use individually and pull them together. It takes the various technologies that you use individually and pull them together.
So it's like taking the hand and the foot and the ear and the eye and pull them all together into one uniform.
I love that. In fact, Jason, since you brought that up, that's amazing, Jason. We are having a very philosophical moment right now.
I have my coffee this morning.
Oh, it works. It works. Listen, I just imagine most businesses are operating like hand separate, feet separate, head separate, leg separate. And then every month, somebody has to come and actually plug in the hands onto the body and the legs onto the hips and the head onto the neck, right?
Make sure you don't put the eye in the wrong place.
Yeah, you got to make sure of that. Now, what happens normally, and I'm going to give you a simple example. You will find that some persons have a point of sale system, but then somebody has to take the sales figure from the point of sale and punch it into the general ledger of your separate accounting package. What the ERP system does, right, is it has the point of sale and accounting tied into each other automatically.
Nice.
So that each time you sell something, not only weekly and annually, but you're getting figures transferred and numbers transferred moment by moment.
Wow.
Such that if you sell a deodorant in a supermarket and the supermarket is on an ERP system, the actual cost price before VAT, the profit, everything is transferred into the accounting system immediately, live.
Transaction by transaction.
That's right. And if you have an e-commerce site, for example, the ERP system will allow you to have your inventory live on your site. Then price changes happen. Right now, we have a problem where businesses have a website, and it, because it's separate, you have to get someone to go and change the price on the website because the two technologies are not communicating. They're not seeing each other.
Right.
What the ERP system does is it eliminates all of that division, all that separation.
Beautiful. Clear? So you don't have to plug in the arm once a month in order to get it going. Everything works together seamlessly, continuously.
Beautiful. Like how you and I are right now, our arms and legs and head and everything is plugged in, so our entire body is working as one unit. That is how the ERP system works, to put it bluntly.
And all that's available at Carbar Business Solutions.
That is right.
Excellent. But let's go on and speak about point of sale accessories, because of course we are always looking to make things easier in terms of running our business. What kind of point of sale accessories does Carbar provide?
If we sell point of sale, you would imagine that we would also be supplying the accessories.
Yes.
But you know, sometimes people will tell you, you know, well, I am selling, let's say, well, I'm not a person that eat pork, but I'm selling ham cutters, but I'm not selling pigs, right?
You're
so
right.
Some people will sell you point of sale, but they don't sell the accessories. Because we sell every element of the point of sale system, which we call the accessories or the hardware. Some people refer to it as hardware. We want to encourage all persons, not only business owners, but we want to encourage the IT professionals, because you have a lot of IT professionals out there playing their trade and they are keeping a lot of businesses up and running. They may not know, they may think they need to go on Amazon and order this expensive brand or that expensive brand. We have some very affordable brands at Corbar that does the same exact thing as the expensive brands that you're seeing all over the place. You need to come or call us, and we can give you a rundown. We can send you information. We can send you, if you want, drivers to work with those receipt printers. We have things like scanners, all kinds of scanners. We have optical scanners, photo scanners. We have barcode scanners. We have receipt printers, Android terminals, Windows terminals. Pretty much anything that you need or you will need to set up or to replace any element, because you may have a printer that you bought elsewhere. It doesn't matter. If you have a failure of any of your hardware in your point of sale system, you definitely want to give us a call at Corbar Business Solutions. Remember, the numbers are 428-9611 or 420-5717. We have a very well-trained and well-knowledgeable team waiting to help you.
You can also check them out online, corbaronline.com, to see what you might not know that you want. So yeah, or you can obviously visit your store at number 8 Oysterns Plaza, Oysterns Christchurch, 100 meters east of the police station municipal complex. So yeah, looking forward to seeing you. And we're going to end today's episode on our personal encouragement, point of sale accessories, ERP systems, even the POS systems, and all the other things we mentioned are enabling the business and the business owner to stop working so hard and to start or to continue working smart. Tell us a little bit more about how we can stop working hard and start working smart.
You know, we are all human beings, and there are certain needs that we have as human beings. And one of the things that is important is people. We have a need to connect and to have time to spend with our family and friends as well.
Yes.
One of the things that I really feel sorry for some business people is when they spend all of their time at the business working really, really hard.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when they're off, they do things that they don't need to do. I want to encourage you, even in your personal life, to stop trying to do everything yourself. If you have the money, you have enough money to pay. Let's say you have a problem with your car, your brakes need changing. Don't spend no 3 hours. I'm not doing it. I don't spend no 3 hours on no vehicle trying to change no brakes. Get a mechanic who is well trained. He can change it maybe a half hour rather than you trying to save the little, I don't know, $100, $150. I don't know what they charge. You think you're saving money and you're losing time.
Yeah.
You're trying to save money and
you're losing time. And time is much, much more valuable than money, isn't it?
That's right. The money that you save are not going to remember at your funeral. The children and the family members that you impact is going to remember you for that. The money that you save is not going to be there crying over your casket, you know? So we always encourage persons who are in business to try to work smart and start working so hard. You know, working hard, I don't know who you're impressing. You're impressing yourself, but you're certainly not impressing time, because time will go against us. And we need to make sure that that time is allocated wisely and allocated well. So start working so hard and start working smart. Let the mechanic do the mechanic's job. Let persons who, for example, are skilled and trained in areas do what you would not have to do. For example, you have something to drop off somewhere and you may spend X amount of time in a line or in traffic commuting, pay a courier.
Yeah.
And couriers are very affordable nowadays. These are things
yeah.
that I had to incorporate in my lifestyle, because I realized that life got so complex. You got so busy that if you don't think about it and you don't plan to be smart, you're going to find yourself being overwhelmed, stressed out. And then eventually what happens? You get sick and then the undertaker will get you. I mean, the undertaker will get all of us eventually, but you know what? I'm going to make the undertaker wait real, real long.
Yes, amen, brother. Amen. I like that perspective. None of us is getting out of this thing alive, but while we have the time, let's make the most valuable use of that time. So let's start working smarter, not necessarily working hard. And speaking about time, we're out of time, Cornelius. So I thank you very much, Cornelius Bartlett from Corbar Business Solution. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and this has been Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or corbaronline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters. See or hear you soon.